What's going on, y'all? We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Coming to you guys live from the studio, Garland Media Group. We're doing an early live today. It's about 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome back to the channel, everybody. And if you're new, make sure you subscribe. Most importantly, hit that bell for notifications. And as always, you got to go to mgbookstore.com, pick up the latest and greatest books. Right now, we got the Buy One, Get One Free, House Hackonomics, Real Estate Investors Manifesto, both easy reads, less than 100 pages, filled with lots of gems. All right, so type your city and state, where you're from, where your market you at. Throw some gems in the comments, right? Tanisha, yes, I am mad early today, right? The early bird get the worm. We are locked in. Locked in. Everybody type if you are locked in for 2024. I need you to type in chat, locked in, okay? All caps too. No lowercase, right? Because you're going to say that shit with authority. Locked in. So I might come on live 2-3 times a day depending on how I'm feeling, what news I want to talk about, and also what comes to my mind, and I just want to get it off my chest because that's just how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling locked in on everything that I'm doing, and I want to keep it consistent. I took a month off. I'm feeling great, and I'm ready to go on a 12-month epic run right now. So I'm locked in, so I need all of you locked in. I haven't had a haircut in 2 weeks. It's hoodie season, hoodie mellow season, yo. We locked in. All right, let's get to today's topic. Now, if you are looking to purchase a property in 2024, again, put the city, the state where you're representing. All my realtors, do the same. What market you service? Where are you? We need to know you so we can find you if we're looking to purchase. All right, let's talk about FHA loans. Now, on yesterday's live, we spoke about the conforming loan limits. Check the live tab for all replays, and also make sure you guys are downloading Rants and Gems on all audio. You can listen to me on audio. I'm going to release something on there every single day. Okay? We got Baltimore in the house. We got Syracuse. We got a lot of people locked in on the comments. We got B More. Everything. Right? Everything. So let's talk about FHA right now. FHA announced the new loan limits, just like conventional did for 2024, but it's a little bit different than conventional. The loan amounts don't go as high if you're not in a high cost area, and the loan amounts varies depending on what city you are in or what county you are in. So I'm going to show you guys in this live right here how to look up your FHA loan limits for your county. All right, so let's go to it. Let's get to it. First things first, all you guys got to do, and I'm gonna take you step by step of how to do this. All you have to do is go to, oh damn, where's the picture? Oh man, I don't know how to put me back on. I took me off earlier and now I'm not on. Ugh. That sucks. This is when you need tokes because I don't know how to put my face back on the screen. Oh, man. Whatever. All right. You're just not going to see my face. You're going to hear my voice right now. So type in FHA 2024 loan limits in Google, and then this first announcement will come up right here. And you see it's a credible website because it's from HUD. All right. HUD.gov. So click on that link right there and then boom. Here goes the press release. Okay, this was Tuesday, November 28th. So that was yesterday that this came out. But yesterday, we focused on conforming loan limits. We didn't focus on FHA. That's why I'm doing this video now. So now FHA announces 2024 loan limits empowering home buyers amidst rising home prices. The Federal Housing Administration announces new loan limits on Title II forward and home equity conversion mortgages, aka reverse mortgages. Right, so I'm not going to read this whole article. I just wanted to share this with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to share this link with you guys because I know some of you are lazy. You ain't going to do exactly what I just told you to do. So in the live chat right now, if you are in the live chat, I'm going to put this link right here in the comments, so that way you guys are able to go visit this official for yourself, right? Now, when you get to this website, I'm not going to go, here's the chart that comes up. Now, these are the new forward loan limits for FHA loans for case numbers. So FHA case numbers, for those of you who don't know, if do you know what an FHA case number is, first of all, type yes in chat or no. Type yes in chat or no. Do you know what an FHA case number is? Type yes in chat or no. Type yes in chat or no. Now, a lot of you are saying no. So let me put the camera back on me for a second so I can explain this to you. What an FHA case number? The FHA case number is basically like the Social Security number for the property, right? Now, that property, that FHA case number is golden because that case number is registered within FHA Connection, which is a HUD website that lenders use. So when you get into contract, lenders, we take the contract and we register the file or the deal within FHA Connection, and we get this FHA case number. On this, with this FHA case number, now we're able to order the appraisal, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this case number follows that property. It follows the property. So when that case number is generated, it has a date on it. So that's why in the article, it said for case numbers on, what it says, I'm gonna get the exact language, assigned on or after January 1st, 2024. Now, there's a whole lot that goes with the case number. I'm not going to get into all the details. I actually have a whole FHA curriculum coming out in MG Mortgage Academy this month, so you guys will be able to read all about that and learn all about it in the academy, of everything about the case number. But just understand that case number is very important. So this doesn't go into effect today. These new loan limits go into effect in 30 days, January 1st. All right? So that's that. Let's get back to the tape. Now, damn, how am I making myself come back up here, yo? I don't even know how to do it, and I'm never going to try. So now, for a low-cost area, and we're going to go through this in detail, one unit, you can go up to $498,000. Two units, $637,000. Three units, $771,000. Four units, $958,000. Now, a low-cost area, let's say the state of Georgia, that is considered a low-cost area. High-cost areas, New York, the five boroughs, Westchester, Long Island, D.C., L.A., those are high-cost areas. Now, these loan limits mirror high-cost loans for conventional mortgages. So for a one-unit in New York, you can go up to 1.149. For a two-unit, you can go up to 1.47 million. For a three-unit, you can go up to 1.7, and for four units, 2.2. Now, if you're in Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, or U.S. Virgin Islands, then it's much greater, right? From minimum 1.7 million to 3.3 million, which is fucking crazy. I ain't gonna hold you up. Now, this does not mean that now when we talk about low cost and high cost, this is why it's important you have to search this, right? You have to search this. So if you scroll all the way down on this article, and I'm not going to get into all of this shit, right? And you click on this link here, it says loan limit page. Now you're going to get this maximum loan limit page. And then it says FHA mortgage limit search. Click on that link. And it's going to take you right to this page. Now I'm going to copy and paste this link right here for you guys who are watching this live. If you just didn't follow me real quick, you can just go straight to this website right here. All right, so I just put the in the chat. Okay. Now, what's very important about this right here is you're going to come down here. Now, it says sorted by. Let's just do state right now. Right? Let's pick, I always say Georgia, so let's go to Georgia. right? And you want to make sure limit type says for FHA forward and limit year, calendar year 2024. Make sure you put calendar year 2024. And hit send. Now, this is going to bring up all the counties. Now, you see Savannah, Georgia goes up to 498. Non-metro, I don't know what that is, 498. Macon, 498. But you see how Sandy Springs and Alpharetta, it's at 649 for a single family. You see that? And then there was another one down here I saw too. Sandy Springs, 649. Everything else looks like 498. Oh, Athens Clark. You see the single family is 546. Right? So, but most of these counties, you do 498 with the exception of really Sandy Springs, Alpharetta area. So that's why I'm saying you got to search, right? Now, if you go to a state like New York, which is a high-cost state, hit send. You see now when you upstate New York, Cortland, Ithaca, Glen Falls, that's all upstate. It's not considered high cost. But now when you get down to the nitty-gritty, New York, Jersey, City, boom, boom, 1.14, right? You see all these towns, Buffalo, Jamestown, that's all not, that's considered conforming. So it's only 498. But now when you come down to the boroughs, basically, it's all 1.149. You see what I'm saying? So this is why it's important you have to search, especially if you don't live in a high-cost area where it's a known. And you might be thinking, because, again, places like Atlanta have become very expensive. So you might be thinking it's high cost and you can get up to X, Y, Z amount of money, and that's not the case. Let's go to Texas. Texas is another one of those states where prices are rising crazy. You see in Texas, a lot of these counties in Texas, y'all, single family, right? Follow me. Are y'all tracking? Hold on. Before I go further, are y'all following me here? I want to make sure y'all following me because I don't want to lose nobody. Are you following me? Type one in chat or yes if you follow me, no if you're not. Right? Type yes in chat and no if you're following me or not. Okay? I just want to make sure we ain't lost here. Shout out to Mike Silver. Where is it? Oh. Damn, I just saw the comment and it's gone. I'm trying to give you a shout out. Did I delete? Oh, there you go. Mike Silver. Boom. Just got my first multifamily. MG with the motivation. I love to hear that. Congratulations. Okay, so you guys are tracking with me? Great. So you see how this goes. Okay? Now you can go on the link yourself. Let me put this in the comments again. That way you can go, you can look, do your research. Realtors, make sure you are looking into this information because if you got an FHA borrower and you might think they can get up to X, Y, Z because you think the loan limits are this, I see this mistake happen all the time. It doesn't mean that. Do your research, please. Home buyers and realtors alike. Remember, buyers, it's your responsibility to do your own due diligence, not your realtors. Although you will want to have a realtor who knows this information, but ultimately you need to know the information equally as important as these folks. Okay? So this is the update that I just wanted to come on here real quick and share this news with you guys because I thought this was very important. Just like I said to you yesterday with the conforming loan limits, I think this is a home run for people who are looking to use FHA, especially in these conforming or non-high cost areas. The loan limits have increased significantly over the past couple of years for FHA borrowers. 498 might not seem a lot like in New York, but it might seem like a lot in Athens, Georgia, right? So before you guys make stupid ass comments talking about 498 ain't nothing, I can't get a shack for 498, perspective is key. Please understand that your situation and where you live is completely different from the majority of the country. Okay, let's keep in this perspective before you make some dumbass comments, because I always see you guys make these comments and I just want to slap y'all through the phone sometimes. Like, you gotta relax, you gotta calm down. Okay, so I put the link in there. I'll put the link also in the description of this video for anybody who's watching this in the future, and that way you'll have the information. And then, like always.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Like I just told you guys a few minutes ago, we are going to have a whole FHA curriculum here at MG Mortgage Academy coming soon. Right. So I want you guys to be a part of MG Mortgage Academy. If you are not a part of the academy already, you need to get a part of the academy. Just go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Right now, it's only $99. It's only $99 one time membership fee. And you get access to the private community, access to future and previous recorded webinars and mini courses, group calls, which we'll have a group call next week. And then also, if you want the elite membership, which right now is only $497 one-time fee, you get 2 virtual consultations, 30-minute consultations, coaching sessions, mentorship, whatever you want to call it, you will get that in the calendar year 2024. It's a special calendar for you guys that will be sent to you once you purchase. And you'll be able to schedule your calls for any point in 2024 to have with me virtually, Zoom, FaceTime, whatever, however you want to do it, all right? So that's $497 right now, but that price is going to go up. The elite membership is going to go up to $997, probably in the next week or so. So stay tuned for that as well. All right, so that's all I got. Let me go in the comments. Let me see if we got a couple good questions that I can answer real quick. Okay. You said, would it mess me up to get a condo first, then go multifamily? Would love some advice. Thank you for everything. Would it mess you up by going condo first and then go multifamily? It really depends on what you're trying to do, right? And this is a very good question. I'm glad that you asked me that. It depends on your income and your credit and your capital, right? Most people who are trying to house hack, shameless plug, go to mgbookstore.com, pick it up. Most people are trying to house hack is because they have limited capital and they're trying to put down as little as possible. So if you are one of those people who have limited capital and know that you only have enough money to really do one deal right now, then and you know for a fact that you want to be a landlord. Very important. You know you want to be a landlord. Then my recommendation would be for you to start multifamily first and work your way down to the condo, because it's going to be much easier for you to buy a multifamily as your first primary residence versus you doing a condo first, then trying to do a multifamily with still using minimum down payments. So that will be my recommendation. But again, I don't really know the ins and outs of your personal financial situation. So it's really hard for me to give you, you know, accurate or detailed advice. So I would say, look, if you become a part of the Academy, join the Elite membership and you'll be able to have these conversations with me directly. And I'll be able to kind of hold your hand, so to speak, during this process. And if not, then you can work with my team by emailing us at garlandgroup@unmb.com or go to applywithmg.com. We would love to help you and everybody else. Good question. Okay, yes, you are trying a house hack. I get it. We all want a house hack, right? And if that's the goal, if your goal is to house hack, then I would highly recommend going to multifamily first. But again, you got to weigh out the pros and the cons of everything, because it's easy for people to sit up here and say, yo, house hack, multifamily. But you might not be financially or mentally ready for that, right? You might not. I don't know. I'm just speaking right now. Do whatever works best for you. You got to weigh out both pros and the cons. Like, there's a reason why you said get your condo first, right? Maybe you are just one of these people who really just wants a condo and just wants to have your own bachelor, your bachelorette pad. I don't know. But if you can, house hack. How do I get the most out of my loan limit? A lot of banks limit you based on income versus the type of property, like a 4-unit. Very good question, Jay Fresh. So look, just because the loan limits have increased doesn't mean your approval levels are going to increase along with those loan limits. Let me be very clear. Just because the loan limits have increased, it does not mean your approval level will increase. You still have to qualify for these higher loan amounts. And with higher interest rates, this might be a challenge for most to get qualified at these higher loans. Now, Jay Fresh, here's the great thing about using an FHA loan, especially if you're looking to buy a 4-unit property. You're able to use the 75% of the rental income to help you qualify for the mortgage. But when you're buying a 3 or 4 unit using an FHA loan, you must make sure that that property is self-sufficient. Type self-sufficient in comment, please. Do you guys know what the self-sufficiency test is? Type yes in chat or no. And yes, Stacey, are the bundle books still on BOGO? Yes, they are. Buy one, get one free. Go to mgbookstore.com. Pick them up. Buy 2 bundles. Give it as a gift. 2 bundles will cost you $60. Yes, Queen, join the Academy, get the Elite membership. Trust me. All you folks who are joining the Academy, let me tell you something. I'm going to do something special for my Elite members. Join it. Because if you ain't part of the Elite, you're going to miss out. Don't be general admission. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. Self-sufficient. A lot of y'all said no. So a lot of y'all who don't know what the self-sufficiency test is, again, another reason why you need to join the Academy. And if you can't afford the Academy, go buy House Hackonomics. It's in here. You'll learn all about it. I joined the Academy Black Friday. Congratulations, Queens. Welcome to the family. I don't think on Black Friday I had the Elite membership available yet, because I was really thinking about it. But all of you who've joined General Mission, an email will go out to you today with the opportunity to upgrade to Elite for the difference in pricing. Take advantage of it. Asha says, what about I'm a senior with a multifamily already, but looking for a 1-family? What do you mean? What about of I'm a senior? I don't understand what that, maybe you got to retype that, right? With a multifamily already, but looking for 1-family. Well, if you already have, Asha, if you already have a multifamily, then if you qualify, you shouldn't have no issue with downsizing, going from, you know, the multifamily to the one family home. As long as you qualify, you shouldn't have no issues. And are you saying you're a senior, meaning your age? I'm a little slow right now. Rents have to pay the property, basically. Correct, Mike Silva. But there's a whole calculation and formula behind it. DeAndre, I just bought my books yesterday. One step closer to accomplishing my goals. Getting pre-approved is next. And then we up from there. I love to hear that, man. Let's get those books. Let's get the education on. You need to join the academy. DeAndre, if you're not a part of the academy, get the elite membership. And let's get you pre-approved and let's get you going. Let's get y'all to the closing table in 2024. Appreciate the love and the support. Jeff, you said my DTI is too high from purchases of other investment properties. House hacking. What other options are there to qualify for this time? Perfect, 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 perfect. Jeff, you are a perfect candidate for the academy. Let me tell you why. Because the first level of courses that I'm dropping this month is going to really be dedicated to investing, right? But we already have investing content already. And I don't know why this thing ain't showing my screen. This is kind of bothering me right now. I ain't going to hold you. It's not showing my screen. I don't know why. I got to get Tooks on the line. But, yeah, you can definitely buy in your LLC where your DTI doesn't matter. Make a long story short. Join the academy. And when you join the academy, Jeff, you need to go right to that 10-week real estate investors 10-week curriculum. In that 10-week curriculum, so much game, Jeff. That's the webinar you need to take right away once you join the academy. Anybody with high DTIs and you don't know how to scale, this is why the academy is here for you. All right. So, yeah. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to come to you with a quick video. We've been on this for 26 minutes on this live. Again, mgmortgageacademy.com or go to mgbookstore.com. Get the books. Join the academy. Make sure you guys are tapped in with my Instagram as well, MG the Mortgage Guy. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. I might go back live today. I got a guest. We might talk a little bit of Airbnb. And for all my real estate professionals, we're going to talk a little sales and marketing. Matter of fact, let me hit up my man right now. Let me see if he's still good for today. So I might jump back on live. You good for today? I might jump back on live here in like another hour or two. Don't worry, Tawana. That's why you got to hit the bell for notifications, Tawana. Come on, girl. What are we doing here? What time should I get back on? Let's say 4 o'clock. I answer this question. Jay first says, should you always just buy with 3.5% down, never put more down? No, I'm not saying that, right? I'm saying while you're able to house hack and use minimum down payments, use it to your advantage. But there's going to come a time in everybody's investing career where you're going to have to put down more than the minimum and you're not going to be able to house hack and keep saying these are my primary residences and living in all these properties. So at some point, you will have to graduate to the big leagues and now start putting down 20%. But when you first start off, I absolutely agree you should start with as little as possible. OPM, other people's money, is always the name of the game. Business losses doesn't affect personal loans, do it? I'll be honest with you, Sharice, I don't do personal loans. But depending on if they're using your tax returns to underwrite you, then it could impact you. Tank says, headed to close on my first home. Business owner isn't easy. Well, congratulations to Tank Diesel about to close on his first home. We love to hear that here over here at Rants and Gems. And being a business owner is definitely not what it's all cracked up to be. I know the internet want to make things seem like being an entrepreneur is the end-all, be-all, but I'm here to tell you There are ups and downs and pros and cons to everything in life, and especially when you're trying to get yourself mortgage debt, especially using conventional type of financing or FHA financing, then, yo, it can be difficult, especially if you're taking full advantage of the tax code and writing everything off. But this is what the Academy is here for, is to teach you guys how to navigate through these streets. So, Tank, when you're ready to scale and go to the next deal, you need to come into the Academy, learn as much as you can so you figure out your blueprint on how to get from one property to 10 properties. Congratulations, Tank. And Tawana says, I do have my bell on, laughing out loud. Well, damn, girl, why you late then? You should have been on here, man. What are we doing? Okay, so that's all I got. Make sure y'all like this video again. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications, all that good stuff. I'm coming back on live today here on YouTube. Probably like 4:30. So Tawana and everyone else, you don't want to be late, especially if you are looking to grow a personal brand. Obviously, I'm going to be talking more towards real estate professionals, but this information we're going to give you guys on how to build your social media, stuff like that. And we're also going to talk a little Airbnb, too. We're going to bring in one of my business partners. He's crushing it right now in all aspects of life. So I say, you know what, bro? You try to get from behind the camera. Let me get you on the channel, because you got a lot of information that you need to let out, right? Intellectual property is very important. I talk about this a lot. So on Rants and Gems and on this channel, I want to diversify the content. Just, you know, we talk a lot about programs, strategies, housing news, but I want to start speaking to my real estate professionals directly too, with a lot of my content coming up. So we're going to do a lot of sales and marketing and stuff like that. But even if you are not a licensed real estate professional, this is still going to be stuff that you can use too to implement into your business as well, no matter what type of business that you're running. Because no matter what, you need sales and you need customers. You need to lead generate. And this type of stuff that I do and what people I'm going to bring on this channel and on this pod to talk about and teach, especially in the Academy, when we get a little bit deeper, pause, it's going to help you make some money. So, again, join the Academy, join the Elite Membership, get that Elite Membership access. You get 2 virtual consultations with me in 2024. All right? That's all I got for y'all. I'm going to see you guys. I'm going to come back on in about 2 hours. All right? I got to do some work, make some calls, and make it happen. So, again, Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.